This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden used his first national address as the projected winner to vow healing for a deeply divided nation. And he reached out to the millions of people who voted against him, saying, "Let's give each other a chance." His calls for reconciliation came even as U.S. President Donald Trump argued that the election had been stolen from him and that legal proceedings would ensue. As he heads towards Inauguration Day on January 20th, Biden's top priority is expected to be quickly naming a chief of staff, and he said Saturday that he would announce a task force of scientists and experts Monday to develop a blueprint to begin beating back the coronavirus. He said his plan would be built on bedrock science. He has promised that he will ask Dr. Anthony Fauci to stay on in his role. Fauci is the top U.S. infectious diseases expert who has clashed with President Trump. Biden's team is also considering a climate czar to deliver on the promises made during his campaign to tackle that issue. Former U.S. President George W. Bush, a Republican, said on Sunday he has spoken to President-elect Joe Biden, a Democrat, to congratulate him on his victory. In a statement, Bush said Americans can have confidence that the U.S. election was, quote, fundamentally fair, its integrity will be upheld, and its outcome is clear, end quote. He added that President Trump has the right to request recounts and pursue legal challenges. Congratulations from leaders around the world have been coming in for Joe Biden, including from German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President Emmanuel Macron, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. This morning, His Holiness the Dalai Lama wrote to congratulate him, saying, "Particularly in these challenging times, I hope you will be able to contribute to shaping a more peaceful world in which people suffering poverty and injustice find relief." This is VOA News. Ethiopia's Tigray region president said Sunday it would be good to try to stop the fighting with federal troops and to negotiate. But he added that the region will keep on defending itself until federal authorities agree to talk. He said the federal government had lost authority in the region, despite claims to the contrary in the days-old conflict, which neighbors fear could result in all-out war. The Tigray's dominated politics in Ethiopia for nearly three decades before the current prime minister came to power in 2018 on the back of anti-government protests. The long-running feud became more intense recently after Tigray held its own elections in September, defying the national government, which had decided to postpone national polls due to the coronavirus pandemic. Bolivia's Luis Arce was sworn in as president on Sunday, ushering the country's powerful socialist party back into power a year after long-term leftist leader Evo Morales was ousted amid angry protests. Arce was inaugurated in a ceremony in the highland city of La Paz in front of heads of state from Argentina, Paraguay, Colombia, and Spain, as well as senior officials from Chile, Iran, and the government of Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro. Many say the former economy minister was behind the rapid growth under Morales, but he has many political divisions to heal. Morales, who led the country for almost 14 years as the first indigenous president, sparked a widespread backlash last year when he ran for an unprecedented fourth term in the face of term limits and a national referendum. After claiming victory in that election, Morales was eventually forced to resign amid protests. Thousands of opposition supporters rallied Sunday in ex-Soviet Georgia to demand a snap vote after the opposition accused the ruling party of rigging tightly contested parliamentary elections. The main thoroughfare of the capital, Tbilisi, turned into a sea of Georgia's red and white five-cross flags as protesters gathered outside parliament. The ruling Georgian Dream Party, led by a billionaire ex-prime minister, which won the October 31st polls with a 2% margin, has flatly denied the accusations of electoral fraud. But all of Georgia's opposition parties have refused to enter the new parliament, sparking fears of another political crisis in the Black Sea nation, where elections are often followed by accusations of fraud and mass demonstrations. And Myanmar voted on Sunday in a general election seen as a referendum on the fledgling democratic government that remains popular at home but has seen its reputation collapse overseas amid allegations of genocide. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.